The grove was the same as he remembered it, tree-rimmed with mushrooms in the center. But this time when Jared stepped into the middle, nothing happened. No branches laced together to trap him, no roots wound round his ankles, and no elves appeared to scold him.
"Hello?"
Jared yelled, but the only reply was the distant calling of birds. Frustrated, Jared paced back and forth.
"Is anyone here? I'm kind of in a hurry!"
Still nothing. Minutes passed. Looking at the ring of mushrooms, he had an overwhelming urge to strike out at the elves. If only they hadn't taken Arthur. He just lifted his foot to kick one of them, when he heard a soft voice from the tree line.
"Reckless child, what are you doing in this place?"
It was the green-eyed female elf, her hair tinged with more reds and browns than it had been before, and her gown was now deep amber and gold, like summer giving way to fall. Her voice sounded more sad than angry.
"Please,"
Jared said.
"Mulgarath has my mother. I have to save her. You have to let me talk to Arthur."
"What should I care for one mortal?"
She turned toward the trees.
"Do you know how many of my own people have been lost? How many dwarves, old as the stones beneath our feet, are no more?"
"I saw it,"
Jared said.
"We were there. Please, I'll give you anything. I'll stay here if you want."
She shook her head.
"The only thing you had that was of value to us is lost."
Jared felt relief and terror at the same time. He needed to see Arthur, but he had nothing else to offer.
"We didn't have the guide,"
he said.
"We couldn't have given it to you then, but maybe we can get it back now."
The green-eyed elf turned back with a scowl.
"I have no further interest in your tales."
I can prove it."
Jared reached back into his hood, pulled out Thimbletack, and set him down on the grass.
"I told you, our house brownie had the book. This is Thimbletack."
The little brownie took off his hat and made a low bow, trembling slightly.
"Great lady, I know how this must look, but it is true. I took the book.